With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In Maine, lawmen continue the search for a person of interest in two deadly mass shootings in Lewiston, Maine. The wanted man, 40-year-old Robert Card, is a trained firearms instructor. The gunman opened fire at two locations, a bowling alley and an eatery. Auburn Mayor Jason Levesque telling NBC's Today Show that residents being urged to shelter in place.
Obviously, we have a very large law enforcement presence throughout the entire region right now, air and ground assets. But we're telling all of our residents just to shelter in place. We canceled all the schools in the area, so there will be no school today. Stay home, keep your doors locked, you know, have good situational awareness, stay vigilant.
At least 16 people were killed in the attacks. Israeli tanks and troops crossed into Gaza overnight. It was a brief raid, though, and the Israeli forces returning to Israel before too long. Also at SRNnews.com, the new Speaker of the House dispensed with the usual celebrations surrounding the election of a speaker. Republican Mike Johnson of Louisiana focusing instead on getting down to business.
House lawmakers on Wednesday elected Johnson as the 56th speaker, capping more than 3 weeks of dysfunction and chaos on Capitol Hill. It's a stunning rise for the conservative Donald Trump ally and low-ranking member of the GOP leadership team, who is now second in line to the presidency. After weeks of disarray, the GOP demonstrated remarkable unity. All 220 Republicans who voted supported Johnson. Hours after Johnson clinched the gavel, the House overwhelmingly approved a resolution backing Israel and condemning Hamas. Edwin Mora, Washington.
U.S. economy gained momentum in the third quarter, expanding at a 4.9% annual rate. That was more than twice the 2.1% rate of the previous quarter. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow up 3 points. SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has become a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at the candidate's statements. And former President Trump gets much credit for his record while he was in the White House. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service not immune from the crime wave that has swept the country in the past couple of years.
The USPS says law enforcement officials have made more than 600 arrests since May of criminals who stole mail and robbed postal carriers. Letter carriers are on edge after nearly 500 of them were robbed last year. Criminals increasingly targeted the mail to commit financial crimes like altering checks to obtain money. The announcement on Wednesday came against the backdrop of rallies by the National Association of Letter Carriers across the country in recent months. They're calling for better protection of carriers and harsh punishment of criminals who rob them. I'm Tiffany Wong.
Automaker Stellantis planning to invest $1.6 billion in Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer Leapmotor. It's a partnership that aims to expand the Chinese EV maker's global sales. More details, SRNnews.com.